Okay, man, hot off the presses. So Jackie and I are watching TV tonight, and we do this FaceTime thing. We watch TV while watching FaceTime. So we have to sync it up. And I'm the guy that does the syncing up. So this is how it goes. Tonight, we found a movie on Netflix we wanted to watch called Smile. It's pretty creepy. It's got a Shining vibe to it only. And here is where I get into trouble because, you know, man, The Shining wasn't scary to me. When I tell people I didn't find The Shining scary, they take it personally. Like, you know, why are you insulting me? Like, I'm not trying to insult anybody. You want me to be, you know, in conversation, are we going to be honest about things? The Shining did not scare me. And a lot of it had to do with, I think, and you're going to really hate me for this, I love Jack Nicholson. He was the great rebel actor of my generation. Okay? You know, like the 50s, they had James Dean, and maybe an older generation might have had, you know, Marlon Brando to a point. By the time I became a teenager, Jack Nicholson was the bad boy actor. And there were a few other cats that came along, like Al Pacino came along, Dustin Hoffman did, but Nicholson, I think, really led the pack. And they were all terrific, but that was a badly cast movie. That Jack Nicholson should not have been in The Shining. They needed I don't know what to say. They needed a guy that was going to act psychotic that I wasn't going to find amusing. Because Jack Nicholson, when he smiles, he's got that kind of that evil little grin thing that looks more like an elf than it does like a bad guy. And Shelley Duvall, I think she actually performed better for a horror movie and she seemed more realistic to me than Jack Nicholson did. But nonetheless, both of them great actors, but I just think it was like, I think it was kind of miscast. I really do. Having said all of that, we sync up this movie tonight called Smile. And it's fucking weird, man. It's, so the way we do it, by the way, is I will say, okay, are you at zero? We cue it up to 00 on the timestamp. And I go, okay, on go. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, it doesn't matter how on the money you are when you hit go. You're always either going to be ahead of her by a half a second or behind her by a half a second or a full second. So it never fails. It never fucking fails. I'm always slightly ahead of her. And you can't just hit pause and then release because it may pause too long. I'm telling you. And so, and I'm not going to bug her with it because, you know, Jackie's got only so much patience for that kind of shit. She's going to watch the show. Okay. And what happens is I have to listen to sync it up. So I got to listen to the audio coming through her phone. And right as it's going to, so what I do is I fast forward to a place, like say the words are, I'm going down to the bar tonight. So I'm waiting because I fast forwarded to that point where the character will say, I'm going down to the bar tonight. And I hear it building up and I hear it building up. So right when he says, I'm going to go down to the bar tonight, I hit it right at the last word because that's about where I stopped the tape. Except about half the time, Jackie will say, right as he's coming up to, I'm going to go down to the bar tonight, she'll say, did you see what he just did? That's crazy. I've never seen anything. And I'm like, holy crap, I can't hear it. It's pretty amusing. But there are some nights when I get it just perfect. Most of the time, there's a little itty-bitty bit of echo. But I would say about 50% of the time, I get it right on the money. And tonight was one of those nights. So we watched this thing. It's called Smile. And it's a psychiatrist who's treating a woman who appears to be psychotic. But what she's basically saying is there is an evil presence that's inhabiting people that I meet. And I see this thing, no matter whose face, I see it in the face of my grandfather, I see it in the face of my children, I see it in the face of my just strangers on the street. It's this malevolent force, and it is smiling at her. And the smile is real fucking creepy. It's the smile that Jack Nicholson should have had in The Shining. It's a creepy, scary smile. And so this girl commits suicide in front of her. And it turns out that anyone who witnesses a suicide, this evil, malevolent spirit enters into them and they begin, you know, sort of freaking out the people around them. And they also themselves begin hallucinating this thing. It's not as hard to follow as the way I'm describing it. And it's really well done. It's disturbing. It kind of, you know, freaks me out a little bit. And so that's what we're watching now. We watched Bodkin. Fucking great. Bodkin was great with Will Fort and... I don't know, the actors in it were Irish, it takes place in Ireland, and this guy, it's such a funny send up of podcasters. And we're over here in Ireland to do a podcast about a murderer, and the Irish people are like, oh, you're over to do a podcast, are you, huh? You're going to try to get it up the charts there on iTunes? Oh, Christ, it's funny. They just mock the shit out of this guy as he's trying to do his fucked up podcast. And he figures if he really hits it out of the park with this murder mystery that he's investigating in Ireland, that's at the end of the days, he won't have to fucking work anymore. He's made his money. I think a lot of people who do podcasts think that the life is the life of Joe Rogan or Mark Maron, but mostly it's like kind of workmanship that I do. Workmanlike shit or ship or workmanship stuff, what I do. See? Don't I talk good? So you're making a living. You're just trudging along with your business. You know, you're paying yourself a salary, you're paying your subcontractors, and you're doing your thing. I would say that's a successful podcast. That's what I'm doing. You know, we're able to pay our way. And am I a multimillionaire because of it? Well, I'm a multimillionaire for other reasons. I'm just kidding. The reasons I'm a multimillionaire, I can't tell you. So anyway, we got this show today that I think you're going to dig. It's it's our Friday encore, and it's Tom Dobka, pissed off that I am going into the Radio Hall of Fame. And the whole show, I forgot that we produced it this way. It's like Tom Dobka is a sex object or something, because it starts off with this sexy music, and then this chick comes on and goes, Tom Dobka. You know that, you know the ones that, you know the ones I'm talking about, right? So that's that. So I'm going to finish this. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to get in the car, go home, take Thunder with me, and do I have anything fun to eat in the refrigerator? I don't think so. I think all I got are like bean burgers and shit. Maybe I'll have a couple of those. You know what I really would like, and I don't really drink them that much anymore? A fucking Diet Coke, big time. I think I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get me a Diet Coke fucking big time is what I'm going to do right now.